Children's TV is going through kind of a renaissance for LGBTQ representation. For decades, viewers extracted what they wanted to see out of the handful of queer-coded characters, but a new database shows that showrunners are pushing for overt queer characters and stories for kids to relate to. NPR's Victoria Whitley Barry has more.
I want to play you a bit of a scene.
Dearly beloved,
it's the kind of thing that happens in a lot of kids' shows and movies. I mean, it's at the end of a ton of different Disney princess films.
We are gathered here today to celebrate Ruby and Sapphire.
It's a wedding. And while that doesn't seem like that big of a deal, this is the first LGBTQ wedding on a kids' animated show. A show called Steven Universe. Ruby and Sapphire are two feminine-coded characters. I mean, technically, they're both rocks, so they don't really have a gender. But they both look feminine and use feminine pronouns. And because this is a fantasy show for kids, these characters use their love for each other to fuse together and make a whole new character.
I now pronounce you Garnet!
Getting this marriage on screen was a long-fought battle for Steven Universe creator Rebecca Sugar. Growing up, they always liked the so-called boys' shows.
And I have found little diary entries from my five-year-old self guiltily admitting that I love SWAT cats. And I had no interest in shows for little girls. So that's when I sort of started to feel that something was maybe wrong with me.
But Sugar came to realize while working in animation that there wasn't actually anything wrong with them at all. And she wanted to create a show that her younger self didn't have. Like a show where two women, okay, feminine-coded rocks, could get married and everyone could enjoy it.
The first thing I wanted to do was make it so that nobody felt that feeling of, oh, I'm not supposed to be watching this. You know, I wanted little boys to be able to experience girl show things. I wanted little girls to be able to experience boy show things that they felt like they weren't supposed to like. And later I really understood, oh, I want, you know, non-binary, gender expansive kids to have a show.
Rebecca Sugar is just one of the many animators at the forefront of LGBTQ representation in children's programming. A new database from Insider found more than 250 queer characters in children's cartoons, dating all the way back to 1983. For many years, most of these characters had to be hidden in subtext, nothing close to a gay wedding. But if you look at the data from 2010 through 2020, especially in the latter 5 years, representation of overtly queer characters skyrockets.
Kids' media is the last battleground for LGBTQ representation.
This is freelance journalist Abby White, one of the reporters behind the database.
If you can get it here, there is no excuse anywhere else in media for it not to be visible.
They say what makes shows in this decade so special is that queer characters aren't just being written as token representation anymore.
We weren't just having queer characters and straight worlds. We were having queer cartoons, and that is drastically different from the way that characters have been sort of allowed to singularly exist.
Now, why does that matter? Well, when showrunners are given the space to write stories with queer narratives instead of tokenized tropes, that allows them to introduce kids to parts of queer life in ways that they can understand and maybe even relate to. Take the show Craig of the Creek and how it handled pronouns. In this scene, Craig is bringing his little sister to daycare, which is run by another kid named Angel. Here's reporter Kalai Chick, who also worked on the database.
Angel gives Craig like a form to fill out and says, you know, can you put your sister's name, pronouns? And it's introduced very casually.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to fill out these forms. I need your name, number, pronouns, any allergies.
So this is talking to children in a way where these concepts are introduced very casually and very normally.
And with more young people identifying as LGBTQ+, it's important the media created for them better matches the reality they live in. Morgan McFarlane lives near Atlanta, Georgia, and she started watching Steven Universe with her 12-year-old Tommy and their siblings.
I think we all want our kids to be able to see themselves in media, because I think that the more prevalent that normalizing these identities in media becomes, the safer the world is for my kid. Even a family who does not have queer, trans, and bi people in it can watch these shows and do watch these shows and feel a little bit more comfortable. So then when they meet my kid, somebody using a they, them pronoun, it's not their first time.
And for Tommy, why these stories matter is pretty simple.
Why does this show need a gay character? Because gay people exist. Literally, gay people exist in the world. You're going to walk outside, there's going to be a gay person.
And after decades of activism, queer creators are getting to show this reality more clearly. Victoria Whitley Berry, NPR News.